Okay, two Edom say one thing, two Edom say the opposite. How do we work with trade to trade? That's our topic for the day. And as I mentioned yesterday, the question of whether Commander Isnuhu or Commander Lesnuhu, which I thought is a Lashon of the Rosh Hashivis, I see it's a Lashon of the Ketzais. The Ketzais, I don't know if he's the first one, but the Ketzais is in Pei Zayin. Uses this Lashon, Pei Zayin Ches, that the argument here, we'll get to it, the Man Yamav, if Trey and Trey command the Isnu, command the Lashon. So I was wrong there, it's a Rosh Hashivah's Lashon. It goes back at least to the Shach and the Ketzais. Maybe it's Rishayim too, I don't remember. So again, the underlying Shaila, before we get to cases, basically today we'll talk about cases and see how it fits. The underlying question is when you have two against two, do we say command the lesser? Meaning, if two Edom say one way, two Edom say the other way, it's as if no Edom came. We behave ki'ilu, no Edom came. What would be as far as to say that? What would be as far as Edom did come? That's as far as. Why should we behave ki'ilu, no Edom came? If it's maximum, it could still be that this one has infinite rayas, and this one has infinite rayas. What we're saying is, when you have trade to trade, this one has zero rayas, and this one has zero rayas. So it's true. What we're going to take out of it is a suffix. But what's our attitude towards it? Is our attitude that when you have two and two, what would be a good example? Huh? Or you have two birurim that are contradicting. What is it? You don't have a birur, or you have two birurim that contradict each other? It's not a birur. Well, it's a birur, but it contradicts it. If I have a shtar that this house is mine, you have a shtar that this house is yours. So we don't have shtaris, but we have shtaris, but they're sides of each other. Assuming your shtar is a bear. Or pretend, I don't mean as a mushroom. So the word has to be that it takes away from the other bearer. In other words, command the less is an argument. Now, what's the Milo of Edom? The Milo of Edom is the assumption that when two Edom say something, it's so. If I have reason to say it's not so, it's missing in the Kayach, the Birur of Edus. The Torah tells us two witnesses are Mavar or something. Here, the two witnesses are not Mavar, since you have two against two. So, Commander Lesnar would mean it's Chasarin in the two Edom. Two Edom saying, believe us, we're two Edom. Two Edom don't lie. The words, two Edom don't lie, it doesn't help you here. Two Edom come with the assumption that two Edom don't lie. What do you mean two Edom don't lie? In this case, two Edom did lie. In this case, two Edom is not a beer. That becomes the lesson. One of their four. Two say one way, two say the opposite.
Each one is saying that. Why take away from
them? The point.
The second
Edus
is not good.
The second Edus tells us that in this case, Edus is not a beer. The assumption that Edom don't lie in this case doesn't say anything. Because two Edom did lie in this case. We know two Edom lie. Just don't know which two. So the svara of Commander Lesnu would have to be that in this case the power of Edom is mufrach, because in this case Edom and I don't show anything. The assumption two Edom don't lie doesn't show anything.
Good? Why isn't that not by any case? Once it's even shy of that, two Edom lie.
Because I knew from day one that two Edom could lie. Just two Edom is a certain level of bearer, that it's likely, very likely, super likely, whatever word you want to use, it's adequately likely that they're telling the truth. In this case, it's not adequately likely they're telling the truth because we know two of them are lying.
Maybe they tell us like that. Yeah. Someone's not telling the truth. Did you do it? Did you do it?
Right. So there, Taka Kamandalestu, he says, I'm innocent, he's unguilty. Doesn't mean it's meaningless to us, and we have to be done. Kimu, nobody said anything. The question is, we have trey-betray. We all agree, trey-betray cancel each other out. But what's the lovedness? Is it that he's got strong rayas, he's got strong rayas? Or is it that nobody has any rayas? Kamandalestu, because in this case, there's a problem. You know, when they find that in a lab, in a crime lab, that they falsified some results. So the law is, they throw out everything. They didn't falsify everything. But once they falsified some results, so they can't use this crime lab, they have to let everyone free, because any results from here is tainted. Doesn't mean they lied every time. But it means the courts rely on the crime lab, and if it's known that a crime lab is not 100%, they sometimes faked it, so you throw out everything. Some of it is true, some of it is not true. So it's the same idea, the commander less than who. The commander less than who means, I guess, that in this case we have nothing to work with. Aidan you want to work with. There's nothing here. Aidan is based on the assumption Aidan tell the truth. I'm asking, it's going to be important. I think most people, I should say, from the beginning, most people you say commandisto, commander less than who, I think most people assume commandisto. You have this much raya, you have this much raya, okay, what are we going to do? So you have a shadow what to do. Commander Lesnu is the chiddush. So I'm trying to say a story. What happens? Lachameyev asks me, come up to Shemayim, and there's a Yom Adin. They put Averis on one side, Mitzvahs on the other side, assuming somebody here will have an Averis too. So what happens? If you have two Averis and 21 Mitzvahs, so the two Averis and two Mitzvahs are Commander Lesnu. He gets half of 19 mitzvahs. But come on, this he gets half of 21 mitzvahs, and you get whatever I need for two others. Does it work? What? I'm assuming in theory. But there's a certain mitzvahs that can make a certain other. If there would be such a thing, I'm just asking. Does it work? Like we cancel them both out. Like you never did the mitzvah, never did the avera. Or if maybe I should phrase it differently. They use the scale. And one side weighs more. So they say, okay, whatever's even, cancel out. And whatever's more, that will work. Well, we say, no, a person doesn't do anything that doesn't have a result. I'm not trying to pass in how we say in the scales lost the love. I'm trying to illustrate to you the nidai of trey v'trey. Just trying to explain Kavadisnu and Kamandalesnu, because that's what this whole discussion is. If you hold the Mandalesnu, why is Trey Kameyas? What's the answer? Question is, the two first one, the next two cancel each other out, you have nothing. So two more Aidim come, so let them pass them. What's the answer? The way I'm explaining Commander Lesnu, it's not just they cancel each other out, like you go to a bank and make a deposit of $100, a withdrawal of $100, they cancel each other out. So there, now you make a new deposit, you have money. Here, Commander Lesnu, it's not just that mathematically they cancel each other out. It's that Commander Lesnu is that in this situation, the Hanukkah, that two Eidim are believed, is we can't work with it. Because it's a given that in this case, two Eidim are lying. What? You have a good time, no? But I think that's the discussion we're going to get into. So you're trying to say it can't be. We'll have to see. I think it could be. We'll see. But the truth stardom, I think, are cool. I hope are clear. Trey betray commandistu means they have. The commandalistu means there's nothing here. I'll just give you, I'm sure looking for what's the easiest example. And commander is still commander last. I think this following case is the easiest example. If I give you an example, it makes you more confused, so forget it. But give me a chance, okay? What's the easiest case? If commander is still commander last, let's see the Shabbos table. I have to explain it. Now people are holding the sukkah. So I would give the following example. I come to Bezin with a shtar. The shtar says you owe me $100. The shtar, you signed it. It says you owe me $100. two Edim come into Beis Din and they say that it's true. I borrowed $100 that day. Two Edim come and they say, it's not true. He didn't borrow $100 that day. What do we do now? You say, command Isnu. Two Edim say, borrow. Two Edim say, borrow. You can't collect. You can't collect. Two Edim say, it's chai. Two Edim say, it's potter. Finished. You say, command the less Nahu. So it's as if they never came. And I go back to my shtar. I go back, I take out my shtar, and I take my shtar, and I use it, and I can be Tevea. What? That's why I wanted to give an example with Ksav Yadai of the Laiva. Ksav Yadai of the Laiva. What's he saying? I don't know if he's saying it's forged, or he's saying that even though I wrote it, I didn't borrow. I don't know. I'm not looking for what the kind of is. It just means the Ksais gives this as an example of the trade. The trade. Okay, so these are two tzadim, and let's see what Rav Nachum says. Rav Nachum starts with the Tosfos in Bava Basra, which I guess from the sheet it's a little hard to figure out what Tosfos says unless you look it up, which would require a tirchah of going and getting the Gemara and figuring out which Tosfos. But I'll tell you what the Tosfos says. Tosfos is going on a nice case. Two Edim walk into Beis Din and a Seiser another two Edim. Let's say, first two Edim walk into Beis Din and they say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Second two Edim say, Reuven doesn't owe Shimon $100. It's not true. He doesn't owe. Case of trade, betray. What do we do? He doesn't owe. There's no shtaris, there's no migos, there's no nothing. The two Bali Dinim have no proofs. Just two Edim, he owe me money. Two Edim, he doesn't owe him money. You know, for sure he doesn't know. Trade the trade. Practices. The second Kat Edim has a Migul. Not the Baldin, the Edim. The second Kat Edim, what happened? Two Edim said, Reuven owes Shimon $100. The second Kat walks in. Now what did they say? They said, he doesn't know it. Believe that with a Migul, they could have said, the first two Edim are Gazlanim. And the apostle Aedis. What's the din? Two Aedim say Aedis, and two other Aedim come and they say that you're Gazlonim. They don't say both Gazlonim. Say one of them is a Gazlon. They're believed. Two Aedim walk into business and say someone's a Gazlon, it's apostle Aedis. They're believed. They could have done worse. They could have been Mazim them. They could have said, Imanu Yisim, but complaining. So give the second Kat Aedim a Migu. They could have passed the first cat. And since they could have passed the first cat, believe them now when they say he doesn't owe him money. How? First cat that he owes, so they can't accomplish for two reasons. First of all, because the other one didn't come yet. Can't say they're Gazlanim. And besides, if they say they're Gazlanim, well, they could say Gazlan and he owes him money. Yeah, they could do that. But why would they say that at the time they didn't have an eagle? Eagle, my friend.
Would he do that? Would he do that now?
So I'm not sure what you mean. You may mean one of two things. I'll assume you mean what Rav Nachum is saying. First of all, Tosfos is saying, where Rav Nachum explains it. So I'm not sure what you mean. Why don't the second pair don't have an eagle, right? Question is, what do they do with the eagle? What are you saying? They don't have an eagle. Right. So here, two Edim say Reuven owes Shimon money. The second two Edim say, believe me, Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money. Because if I'm a liar, I would have said a better lie. I would have said the first two Edim, apostle Edim, the Gazlanim. And I would have accomplished the same thing that Reuven wouldn't have to pay. When he said Reuven owes Shimon money, Reuven doesn't have to pay. They could accomplish it with a better lie by saying the first two are Gazlanim.
No, you're not lying.
But Bezdin say maybe you're lying. Now you're saying he doesn't owe him money, maybe you're lying. You say, I can prove I'm not lying because Adam Eagle. They're not saying you're lying, they're saying maybe you're lying. But so Tyson says this kasha, why don't you say that the second Kadeidim has an eagle? So Tysis, now they have different Gersais in Tysis. Rav Nachum works with the Marshal's Gersa that there are two Terutzim in Tysis. There are two Terutzim in Tysis. One Terutz of Tysis is that Migu betray Layamrinan. You don't say a Migu by two people. Because one person says, if I'm lying, I would have said a different lie. But if there's a second person who's afraid to say a different lie, the other one may not think of it. So there's a svara, a few tises in the Shas. He says, Migu betray Layamrinan. Just two people to say a Migu, there's no such thing. Because we're saying, you know why you didn't say a better lie? So you're afraid your chaver wouldn't think of the same lie. It's easy to say there's no money. To think to say is a gazlan, they stole this and this day, that's that you're afraid to say. So that's one tale. What? I assume the pshat is, this is the easy lie. He doesn't owe money. He doesn't owe money, he doesn't owe money. The other teretz of Tysus is that trei kameya. That what does amigo help? If you have Edom on one side, Edom on the other side, and you add amigo to one side, what does the amigo help on that one side? What does it add? Trei kameya. It doesn't add anything. Zachar Melchim, the two Terutzim and Tysus are arguing if Commander Issu or Commander Lesnahu. That's their machlaikis. If you say trey commander isnu dami, so migo doesn't help. What are you going to bring a migo, an extra raya? The migo doesn't add anything. However, if you're going to say commander lesnu dami, then a migo helps. So why doesn't it help here? Place has to have a different teretz because migo, you don't say migo by two people. So, Rav Nachum's side is that there's a mocker for each sheeta. In the two Terutzim of Tysus, we have the two mahalchim. Command Isnu, command Galesnu, and the machlokes is of Amigo is going to help you. Now, there's no question that to most people, it doesn't have to include you, to most people the commander Isnahu Mahaloch is much more glatt and much more mistava. Because, as someone mentioned a few minutes ago, if you and I have a din tyrant, you have to aid him, I have to aid him, we're busy trying to find proofs. If I go and bring more aid in, it doesn't help me. So I go and bring a proof called Migu, it does help me. Migu's weaker than Egg. So that unless you start talking in Lamdis, Dashkofri Shaina is that Commander Islam Adami. That when you have Trey to Trey, it's Commander Islam with more Raya, so that can help you. Right. But if a Migu is less than Edim, so how does Migu add points to my side?
Less than Edim, you don't have any. You don't have Edim. We both have Edim.
So an Edim in the scale of Birur, let's say a Migu is 100, and Edim is 101. So now, I have 101, you have 101, now you're bringing another 100, another points in Birur. Why does it help you? If you bring 101, it's not going to help. Why does it help you if you bring a smaller beer?
Well, you can't. It's a rule.
Could be. I like better the Mahalach that I mentioned, that in this case, Edom is not 101. Because in this case, we know the Eidim are lying. So in this case, Eidim don't count for so much. But in this case, any Eidim, how many Eidim are going to follow up, they all don't count. And that's the tzad that Amigo could still help you. Even though Eidim can't help you. But Amigo could, because... Now, before I go to Rav Nachum's next case, this idea is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Tzais is a Siman Pei Zayin, Sivkot Neches. Now listen carefully, because see if you agree with me. I'm going to tell you the way it says, and we'll try to figure out what's going on. Let's say someone's a Maid of a Niktas. I say you owe me $100, you say you owe me $50. What's it in? You pay the 50, you swear on the second 50. Right? Maid of a Niktas. Today you owe $100, you say only 50, and the second 50, you chayav a shul. What happens if they are trey v'trey on the second 50? The first 50 is no argument. Everyone agrees he owes in the first 50. What happens if there's trey v'trey on the second 50? What's a shayva? You have two eidim say he owes in the second 50, two eidim say he doesn't. Two choices. Say trey v'trey, everyone go home, I couldn't talk, when the peasant's not doing anything. One way to do it. In the first 50, he agrees he owes and he's going to pay. The second 50, the peasant says, F2, finished. Meeting adjourned, and there's nothing to do. Or, do we say, trey v'trey, so he's a might of a mikzah, so I'll swear, she was might of a mikzah. The shach says that you swear a shvuas might of a mikzas. When you have trey v'trey, you have to swear. Or shvuas hashaimer would be the same thing. When you have trey v'trey, you have to swear. And the Ktzais is not happy with that. The Ktzais says, what are you talking about? Trey v'trey, commander Ismu Dami. I have to wait him, you have to wait him. What is shvuah going to do for you? Shvuah proves it more than to wait him? Two eidim is already a solid proof. Shvuah is a shvacha proof. The person swearing to protect himself. So what's shvuah going to do? Trey kameya. And just like I have a proof, you have a proof. I have two eidim, you have two. So the Ktzai says 100% clear. The Shita Saktzai says commanded Ismail Hudami. No two ways about it. Ktzai says Shita is trey v'trey commanded Ismail Hudami, and the Shmaitzah holds the same thing. The Shef Shmaitzah, which is the Ktzais. He also says that trey v'trey commandi isnu, I think is in Shmaitza Vav Perakov Beis. Since we're learning Shmaitza this man, I guess we should learn that as well. I think there he talks again about Yeridaya. To him say something's trey, to him say it's not trey. But once again now, the Ktzai says trey v'trey commandi isnu, you cannot bring any more rayas, not like the Shach. Shach says Shvuah works. Now, my only suffix is, was the Shach hold? The Shach says, trey v'trey, you swear. Sais understood the Shach. The Shach holds trey v'trey by the less. No, so you swear. Is that mukhruch in the Shach? Let's pretend that we hold commanding Islam. And we learn a Shach. The Shach says you have to swear. Why do you have to swear? Trey v'trey, what is Shvuah going to add? So I guess you could say he holds command the lasnu. But since we're all predisposed, we're biased to say, I think we're all biased to say trey v'trey command the isnu, is there any way you could think to explain to Shach trey v'trey command the isnu and you still swear? So there is a tzad that Shvuah is not a proof, it's a type of tashlumin. I owe you a shvuah. In other words, you have a tefiyah against me. It's a lying l'davar. So I owe you a shvuah, it's a type of payment. I owe you to justify your tithe, I have to swear. It could be that the shach holds this lomdis, that why do you have to swear? Because it's a type of payment. You have to swear anyway. Not because it proves anything. Shvuah doesn't prove anything. It's Yitachin, so we can argue with the Shach hold. Are you following? So I saw straight shaykh about the isnu. And he says, why do you swear? So he comes to the shock that he holds commander lesnu. Or, if you don't like that, if you feel commander isnu is better, there's a way of getting around the shock and saying that he holds his swear at the type of thing. He's in the Sivis. Sivis is in Reish, son of Zion, of Cotton Bays. He has a shaila about trey v'trey and simonim. Trey v'trey and simonim. Let's say you found a baseball glove. You found something. So you announce, I found the baseball glove, bring a simon. Two Adam say it's mine. Two Adam say it's his. So you say, give a simon. I give you a simon. I say it's got a whatever, it's got a rip on the inside of the line. Give a simon. But what do you say? Now if it happened, you would be sure he's right. I'm not asking you, you're hergish. Halacha. Two Adam say the baseball glove is Reuven's. Two say it's Shimon. They both positive. We're not supposed to make a mistake. So a positive Reuven says positive Shimon's. And one side brings a ray of simonim. So then the Sivis says, if you all trade a trade commander isnu, the Sivis holds the same as the Ketzais, trade a trade commander isnu, dami. Therefore what? Therefore, simonim are meaningless. What's simonim going to do for you? Trade a trade commander isnu, simonim don't help. So after the Sivis, udolai ka hashach, the shach holds simonim help. Huh. Right, the Ketzos was arguing with the Shach there in Pei Zayin, and the Nesiv is arguing with the Shach in Reish Tamar Zayin. Why does the Shach say by Simonim? It says if you have Trey Mitrei and one person gives a Simon, you give it to him. Here, I think we're forced, I'm only thinking, I think we're forced to say the Shach holds Trey Mitrei, come on, the lesson who done me. No? And here, we have no choice. We have to say there's such a sheet in the Paiskin, the Shach. The trade check him out the last one. Why? Because he says, Simonim help. Simonim is a chabirah type of raya. What else is a simon? So it sounds like the Shach holds trade betray command the last one, Simonim work. And therefore, he held in Pezayah, trade betray a Shmuel works. Trade betray a Shmuel helps. Because he holds trade and trade cancel each other out. Bring me any raya you want. You want to bring a migul, you want to bring simonim, you want to bring any other raya, we'll go with it. Migul with Adam against Adam. Well, that's Rav Nachum's case where two say he owes him, to say he doesn't know him. The second Aiden have a Negro, they could have said that guy's one. Right?
I'm using an example, first one of the same thing. If you have it, so this kind, let's say this kind of a Negro.
Right.
The Pasha Chief of Negro. When we say Negro, like Mohammed, it's Mohammed, it means you have only the
sin
of
the same
Aiden.
That's true, 100%. But still, Rav Nachum is bringing the Tosfos in the Bava Basra that's talking about Simonim plus Aiden plus Negro against Aiden. That's why I have to go to that case. Every migul, they don't tie it. There's no such thing as a migul, they tie it. Bezma always tie his migul for a person.
So here we have a side point. The side point is not going to be because you don't assume that they're
going to take Simon. You mean Simon is stronger than migul, that's what you're saying.
A lot of stronger than migul. We have a reason not to say the migul because we're not going to think people are going to think of the same migul. But it's not totally that migul should slave much made.
It's not necessarily totally one or the other.
Right.
You're right. You can split hairs. You can say that maybe simonim work because simonim is a totally different type of right. And migul, which just reinforces the Adis, maybe migul is
something else should work against Adis. Then we have a fine reason that migul shouldn't work. But when you have Adis,
could be. It could be. I don't know. I'm not sure we want to cut it down. So now we're making more possibilities. You say it could be trade and trade command this, and nothing works. Kushag Masto, and everything works. Or it could be in between. It could be tray to tray, but gotta be certain rayas. I still gotta be certain rayas the last thing. You're right, I can't prove. You're right, you can't prove from one machlaikis to the other machlaikis. You can make chalukim. All I can say is that if you hold across the board isnu, nothing works. If you hold across the board basnu, everything works. But I can't say that there are no in between sheikhs. It could be.
Nothing for the shopping one, yeah.
What?
You said it's not a
right
in the
shaft,
it was
the lesson. Then it's not a right. Yeah. Yeah, we don't gain much by saying it's not a right in the shaft, because shaft sheet is still there, but you're right. It's possible to keep on making chalukim and dividing it further. It's more, for our purposes, it's more smooth to say it's only zebizeh. But you're right, I can't say it's a right in passing the shaft because of the taisis, right? Okay, so we've spoken about three cases. The case of Tosis Bava Basra, the case of Tzais, the case of Vesivis, and I think we have a little bit of a clarkite in the issue of trey betray, if other rayas do work, if other rayas don't work. Getting back to Reb Nachum. Okay, here we, I don't know. Here it's a more complicated case. You have to help cut. Previous cases weren't totally simple, but this is a little more complicated. This is the case that I mentioned briefly yesterday, and I mentioned that this is going to be part of our sugya. Trey v'trey, in the normal case of trey v'trey, is easy. It's confusing in these cases. A regular case of trey v'trey, two items say stole, two items say didn't steal. Two ways to say Reuven holds the house, two ways to say Shimon holds the house. There's no other rayas. Trey v'trey, we just say leave everything as it is, and the peasant doesn't do anything. Well, it's easy. You don't do anything, you play it safe. Now, two Aiden say Reuven's a ganiv, and he's possible Aiden. Two Aiden say Reuven's not a ganiv, he's kosher Aiden. They're arguing if he's kosher or pasul eidus. What do we do? What are we going to do now? Mechayra, we have a Gemara. If you have two eidim, shtei kite eidim ha-mechishin zu ezu, two eidim contradict each other, ze ha-ilach b'fnei atzmo mi'idam, ze ha-ilach b'fnei atzmo mi'idam. They can say eidus wherever they want. Here also, Mechayra, two people say he's a ganim. Two people say he's not a ganav. L'chayra, he should be able to say Eidus afterwards. Two say he's a ganav, he's not a ganav. New din Torah, nothing to do with their Eidus. And I say yes on the din Torah. Sorry? The Pliny, the one that they say is a Goslin, they say is not a Goslin. That Pliny, not the two Eidus. Two Eidus say is a Goslin, they say is not a Goslin. That's Shtei Kiti Emeshim Shazer Zeh, Zeh Hilch B'Nei Asmo Mida, Zeh Hilch B'Nei Asmo Mida. The alleged Ganav, the one who some say is a Ganav, some say is not a Ganav, the alleged Ganav. What is the din of this alleged Ganav? Could he say this elsewhere? So Reb Nachum brings that is a Machlokes Rishayim. Now, we'll learn the way Reb Nachum says it. Actually, he's right. The way he reads is right in the aside. At the end of the day, he can't say this anywhere else. The question really is why. Reb Nachum brings the following. He brings from the Ramban, who's saying pshat in the Rif, that he's possible. Why is he possible? Meaning that he's possible in a tyrant. It's absurd. He brings from a Taisis and a Rosh that hold that he's kosher min ha-tayrus to say this later. Why should he be possible? That's the question. The Gemara, Pashas HaGemara, is that he's possible. It says two say he's a Gazan, two say he's not a Gazan, he's possible like this. Why should he be possible and why shouldn't he? See, here it gets, I told you it gets more complicated. Let's think it through. You have Aedis on a person. Two Aedim say on the person that he's Pasul Aedis, and two say he's Kashal Aedis. L'chayr, what should we do? If there's no Gemara, we'd say the two and two cancel each other out, kind of this, kind of less, no, either way, and leave the man the way he was yesterday. What was he yesterday? Kashalaitis. So I guess that's what I would think. Tray to tray. Yesterday was kashalaitis, today you should write to me. What would you if you had a piece of meat? It wasn't a person, it was a steak. It's becheskes kosher. Two items say it's not kosher, then it is kosher. So we leave it the way it was before. You have here two items say about a human being. Is a ganav. Two say it's not a ganav. I would think, leave it the way it is. Just like Shekiti and Namachishin Zuazu. So we don't. Why not? So the Hezber of the Ramban, Kavanas HaRiv, and this is the Ran that I mentioned to you yesterday in Sobis, Ramban, the Ran, the Riv. They say the following. They say, we're not judging is he kosher leidus or not. If you ask me, is this person kosher leidus? That's not kamina. We don't care if he's kosher leidus. You know what we care? We care when he signs a document that says the house belongs to Pliny. That's when we care if he's kosher. Right? When he says eidus, I'm not to sign the document. What was it about? He says eidus to accomplish something. Now, why do Edom come to Bezin? Typically, Edom come to Bezin to change the status quo. They want to change something. If things are good, I'm not going to bring Edom to Bezin. I bring Edom to Bezin to say that he owes me money. He stole from me, he was mazik me. Because this an aid's function is to change things, therefore, it's command. Therefore, we have to passel him. Not because he's a bad person. He's because he's a good person. When you give someone aid, you're giving the power to change things. By tray betray, you're supposed to leave things the way they are. Since you're supposed to leave things the way they are, you can't give someone the koyach of an aid. The koyach of an aid is someone who has the power to make a psak din that someone owes someone money. So the reason that by tray betray, we say he can't change anything. When you say he's postulatus, is because trey betray are equal. It's a suffix. And an aid, snapshot the chazaka, leave him kosher like he was yesterday. It's just the opposite. The chazaka is leave everyone's money the way it was yesterday. And when he comes to say aidus, to change anything, you shouldn't be believed.
Why doesn't he have the power to change?
Because by trey betray, we leave things the way they are. Which is that Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money. And this alleged gospel says he does.
It's trey v'trey on the case that he's saying he has
done. Trey v'trey on him. On him. Now, what does it mean on him? If the question is, should I like him? It's because of his cashews. If the question is, should he have a kayach of Avis to uproot something, to change something, that's a change. We don't let him do a change.
Why don't we let him do a change?
Because tray betray, we have to leave things the way they are. This tray betray, he comes in, he says the house, you see Reuven's house, the bonus to Shimon. So we have tray betray if he's a goslin or not. So we have to leave the house in the hands of Reuven. What would be if he already said Avis? He comes in, he says, hey, this, see that house? It's really Shimon. And now two say he's a goslin, two say he's not a goslin. So you would agree that he can't use his Avis, leave things as they are. Would agree. Two Edom say Reuven owes Shimon money. Two say, someone says Reuven owes Shimon money. Comes to someone else, says Reuven owes Shimon money. Doesn't pass because he owes him money. Two Edom come say he's a ganav, he's not Neman. Two Edom say no, he is Neman. What do we do now? Let's ask the Paskin whether this person should pay money. The Paskin based on an aid. Who himself is a subject of tray betray, then he can't do anything based on his say so.
Once you say the aid is the best and accepts that, so that becomes the status quo.
Right, so the question is, does he have change to start to create a new, does he have the power to create a new status quo? That's the question. Does he have the power to do it?
Maybe then he has the power to change.
except for a ganav.
So
we don't know he's a ganav. We have trey v'trey, therefore. Chazaka also tells us that you can't take away money from someone.
Unless there's Eidim.
An Eidim that have a kayach and trey v'trey are Eidim don't have power to change the status quo. That's the Nidain. The Nidain is, does he have a shame kashay, the shame paslay? Nidain is, could his Haggadah's Eidim be used to be mighty manan? To say he could and to say he can't. The question is this Haggadah a Neman Haggadah? Two of them say it's not Neman, two of them say it is Neman. So what do you do with the Haggadah?
What?
The other aid, but the other aid is not enough to make him up. The other aid we're going to use. But you need him also. Right. And what was the case? They're saying what? He owes the money, he doesn't owe money. No one's saying he's a gambler. And the Gazlan is one of the second pair. So therefore, they only want to keep the status quo. So they want to keep the status quo, they don't want to change the status quo. You're right, according to this, they should be good for that. What? Say, but poor being apostolate. If I want to say he's kosher to leave things as they are, I'm not kosher to change things. I have to look at the Lashon of the Ramban, of the Ram. I hear, but if Yankee's confused, then more people are confused. Let's come up with a better example of what I'm talking about. I'll try an example. I'm always afraid when I think of examples that I don't know if it's going to help you or not. But if I have a shtar, and these are examples that Tzeis uses it to make it clearer. If it makes it clear, I don't know. But in case I haven't started to mention earlier, I have a shtar. I walk into Bezdin with a piece of paper, and I tell Bezdin this paper proves that he owes me money. What is Bezdin's din Torah now? Two choices. Bezdin has to decide if the shtar is a kosher shtar, or Bezdin has to decide if he owes me money. Which way is it? What's going on? Huh? I walk into Bezdin with a piece of paper. It says he owes me money. I say, this is a proof he owes me money. He denies it. So Bezdin investigates. Tell me what they're investigating. Are they investigating if the shtar is kosher? Truthful? Or are they investigating, does plenty owe me money? You hit a question at least? What's the question? You'll tell me, what do you mean, they're investigating both? Whether the shadow is true, and whether he owes me money, right? But it's like they say, sometimes you see the tree and you don't see the forest. Right? The tree, the small picture is, they're trying to figure out if this piece of paper is true. Why do they care if the paper is true or not? Who cares? Territories, they're trying to investigate if he owes me money. This piece of paper is a way to figure out if he owes me money or not. But right, if I tore it up, he still owes me the money. So you agree. Bezdin is not investigating is a shtar kosher. They're investigating does he owe me money? A way to figure it out is by figuring out the shtar. The shtar is just a middle way of figuring out if he owes me money or not. But the din Torah is does he owe me money? Same case. I come into Bezdin and I bring witnesses, say Reuven owes me money. So Bezdin questions the witnesses. What are they doing? Are they trying to figure out, are the witnesses good? Or are they trying to figure out if he owes me money? And again, you'll say both are true. If you have any witnesses, he owes me money. It's true. The small picture, They're trying to figure out, are the witnesses good? In the big picture, why do they care the witnesses are good or not? They're trying to figure out if it's true, Pliny owes me money. Being clear, the case of Shtar, I think, is clear. The witness is the same thing. If I have trey v'trey, if a witness is a Goslin or not, the witness came into Beis Din and says, Pliny owes me money. Trey v'trey, if the aid is kosher or not. Let's look at it two ways. You could say, look, the aid is b'cheskes kashrus, so we go to b'cheskes kashrus. Or you could say, the money is b'cheskes Pliny, leave the money where it is. It should start in. No? No? You hear the case? A witness comes in, there are two witnesses, when we pass the one, the whole thing falls apart, right? So witnesses come into Beis Din. They say, I owe him money. If they are betray, betray, if these witnesses are their money, so it depends how you express it. If Beis Din is being done, are these aid of Sharon? Because that's the Mekari, is that they were Sharon. Some of this book Sharon. But that's looking at the trees, not at the forest. That's looking at the small picture, not at the big picture. Beis Din is really being done. Do I owe him money or not? On that, the Chazak and Meikara says, I don't owe him money. So that is up to Ramban. When two Edom say he's a Goslin, and two Edom say he's not a Goslin, the Kasha was, Shtelma Chazak, that he's kosher. Shtelma Chazak, he's a kosher aid. He says, I can't do that. Because I make him a kosher aid, it'll be my tzimamin. And that's going against the chazaka. Trey to trey, you have to leave things the way they are. You can't go against the chazaka. Since there are two Edom say he's a Goslin, he can't be mighty mammon, according to those two Edom. You have to leave the mammon where it is. Two Edom say there's good shmita. To say it's not. Your example is better than my example, because what you're saying, you asked me how it is. Okay, really, Baruch is giving me a better example. Okay, this example everyone has to understand. Very simple example. Eidachanam Misurin, right? What's going to round up? Rambam says the following. There's a piece of meat on the table. I don't know how to eat it. Eid Echad comes in, he says, I shechted the animal, I salted the meat, it's good. Am I allowed to eat it? Yes. If the owner comes in and he says, this meat is nevela, he's the owner of the meat, Eid Echad is believed that he's the owner. Do we believe him it's nevela? Yes. If now someone eats it, and we give him Asra, he gets Malchus. Why? And Eid Echad said, this is the Nevela. It's Nevela. Now, if somebody goes to Eid and gets Asra, he gets Nis. He gets Malchus. True. What would be if first someone ate it, and then he tried to find out if it's Nevela or not? There were no witnesses yet. Someone came, he ate Nevela. He ate Nevela. And now we're trying to figure out, was it Nevela or not? And Eid Echad walks in and says, yes, it was Nevela. Are we going to give him Malchus? Are we going to give him Malchus? Zok to Rambam. If the Eid Echad would come before anybody ate it and say it's Nevela, we would believe him. And then if someone eats it, we'll give him Malchus. However, if someone ate it already, and now an Eid Echad says it was Nevela, we can't give him Malchus up here at Echad. What's the logic to that? What's the logic? If he had come first, we will give Malchus up here at Echad. If he comes later, we don't. The logic is that it depends what Beis Din is judging. If Beis Din is sitting and judging, is this Nevela? Then we believe in Eid Echad. The piece of meat is in front of us, and the butcher man says, am I allowed to sell it or not? That's kosher. Eid Echad says it's Nevela, and it was Biyadai, so he's believed. The Sheikh says, I messed up with the Shechita. He's believed it's Biyadai. Believe it's Nevela. Via the Din Torah is on this piece of meat. Is it Nevela? Good. But once someone ate it, and Beis Din sits down to figure out if it's Nevela, If you look at the small picture, Bezra tried to figure out if it's Nevela, Eidachar is believed. We don't do that. We say the small picture is it Nevela? The big picture is, does he get Malchus? Bezra is judging the big picture. Should he get Malchus? Eidachar can't say he gets Malchus. That's my marshal. It's not exactly what you meant. It's the same, along the same idea. Right? You mean the case of Trey Vitray? Case of Trey Vitray. Yes, it's the same Hesber. It's less complicated. There's no small picture or big picture. It's just the same to Advarim. In other words, Trey Vitray, leave it the way it is. So, like Taytex, you leave it the way it is. What are you saying, right? That part, you're right. But my point, not my point, the Rif's point and the Ramban's point, the Ran's point, is that when you're judging, is this man kosher l'edus? It's not like a piece of nevela. Nevela, you have to know, could I eat it? You're judging, is he posel l'edus? What are you telling me for? What are you telling me? He didn't say this yet. You don't come in and tell me he's a ganav, what's he going to do with anything? Tell me he's posel l'edus? If he says edus, or he goes to say edus, now it's negeya. In other words, we're not really judging, is he kosher? We're judging the big picture of what he's saying edus about. So up to Riff, since he's judging the big picture, Trey Betray says, make him pasul edus. Because the big picture says these things the way they originally were. The way they originally were, they're pasul edus. What?
Rambam proves like a split, like a split what I'm being now.
Only if there's a Kabbalah say this first.
First thing is Nevela first. I'm not curious about that.
It's not the reason why. The reason that he didn't know would be a question of Shaygeg and Chata, question of Chaylev. Question of, yeah, be Shaygeg, question of being a carbon. Be the same thing. I'm not saying that's not for a carbon, but it would be the same thing. The point of the Rambam is not, because you couldn't give him Asra, because he didn't know. He didn't know. No. The point of the Rambam is that it depends what the Din Torah is about. If the Din Torah is this Nevela, Eidach is believed. Because it's a Din Torah, you have to know it's Nevela. If the Din Torah is, does he get Malchus? And Eidach says, it's Nevela, and he knew it's Nevela. Not everybody knew, but the point is that he can't say, Eidach can't say Eidach that he gets Malchus. Even though Eidach can say it's Nevela, he can't say it gets Malchus. You have to look at the big picture.
In this case, it is not a big picture, but I can't say it's a problem.
What are you wasting my time for? Who cares? Such a thing?
You want to have a registry?
You want to have a registry? Don't bother Bezdin. Right, that's an interesting question. Does Bezdin down beforehand if someone's a apostle? I'm sure if someone comes to Bezdin and asks, do I have to treat this as Nevela? I can treat it as Shlutin as 1A. I'm sure Bezdin has to pass it. What?
It's a different case. So one is saying it's the one thing, and two is saying that Trey Shred is a puzzle. Then I must say it's something else.
Trey Shred is a machine,
says that? Yes, Trey Shred is a puzzle. He says it's someone's soul.
Right?
Yeah. Then you have Trey Shred and himself, but he's a puzzle. Right. But now he wants to say it's something else.
Right.
So the first I didn't say Trey Shred on the second
one. Well, Bezdin will pass him. That where there's a Trey Vitray, you have to leave the subject of the Haggadah the way it was originally. Eidus means Haggadah Eidus. A person had an Eid and he never says Eidus. An Eid is someone who says Haggadah Eidus. Bezdin will pass and the Eidus stays the way it was originally, which in effect makes him possible, makes him useless. He's not possible, but he can't bring about change. This is the Ramban, I believe it's the Ran as well, the Kavanah Sarif. And this, says Rav Nachum, is that Trey Vitray command the Isnu. Because what we're doing is we're taking a Trey Vitray who never, don't know anything about the end alone. The Trey Vitray just are saying he stole and to say he didn't steal. And then this person went was an aid on a loan. Trey Vitray, I'm not alone. The Trey Vitray is kosher, or apostle. It has to, according to the Rif, it's command is mudam. Because the tray, is saying things must stay status quo. When this fellow, who's a tray v'tray person, is involved in the trade, he can't change anything. It stays tray v'tray. Tray v'tray is a positive psak. You have to keep things status quo, even though it's a result that comes later. This is the raya of command yisnu. Conversely, those rishonim that disagree with this hasbara, palamara there, I think it's a chat in the rush, I told you to look at, they will disagree with this whole mahalach, because they don't agree with it. They say tray v'tray is command yisnu, though. So what do we do? Today we came up with, there are three things we did today. The two svaras, the command yisnu, command yisnu, I hope they're clear. At the minimum, you should have that clear. Then we have the three examples: the Taisus, the Bava Basra, the Ktsais, and the Nesivus. Those are three examples. Should also be clear. Then we have Rav Nachum plugging this into the case there in Sulis. He's already making a riff in the Ramban. He hasn't mentioned Iran's name, but I think it's Iran as well. He's making it a major shoot into Rishayim. We passed him back in Shulchan Aruch. I think it says like the Yitzchak that it says like that. And he's plugging in Kamanda Yisnu into that case. See, the other cases that we had in Trey Betray. Tomorrow, I guess, we should do the Shmaitz as well, since there's a Shmaitz on it. Shmaitz above Perakov Beis, which is really a Chumas Rebbe Kiveger. If you have the Shmaitz with the footnotes, they'll point out that it's very much a Chumas Rebbe Kiveger. So we'll do that as well tomorrow, and it's a shame, hopefully we'll be able to move there.